Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message, Stress, a Spiritual Opportunity. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I want to just reemphasize and bring back to memory what I was saying, the importance of a knowledge deep within your heart of how much you are loved by the Lord. We have to know that we are really, really loved by the Lord. You know, it's easy for us to love the Lord because He's beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words. He's such a wonderful God, but in many cases, it's hard for us to receive His love. And this is the key. If we will begin to meditate on how much God loves us personally, that we will then be able to go through life. And when things happen, when people say unkind things, or there's actions or oversights or rejections or hostility, the angers of others, our immediate natural response is to just get stressed. But if we know that we truly have received and experienced Christ's message of love, that we won't be offended by that. Years ago I did a message on it, Never Offended, and it was based on one verse of scripture found in Psalms 119, verse 165. You might want to write this down, because hear what the word of the Lord says. It says, "Great peace have they which love thy law." Great peace have they which love thy law. That doesn't sound like a person would be stressed there, huh? We have to love the Lord and love His law, because He will help us to fulfill His good will. The rest of that verse says, "And nothing shall offend them." Isn't that amazing? Nothing. What does nothing mean? It means absolutely nothing. No thing shall offend them. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. That's Psalms 119, 165. And so, if we can receive God's love and His message of the abundant life, remember Jesus said, "I've come to give them life, and that life more abundantly," He will give us the power to live that life. And as Christians, we are to be examples of life as it was meant to be lived in a stress-filled world. Until we get to heaven, we will not experience what it means to live in an environment without stress. But this present life that we live in is filled with all kinds of stresses. The fact is, it is our challenge, it's our opportunity, and it behooves us, in order to live that abundant life, is to find out that God really means what He says. He really, really loves you, and He wants you to cast your cares upon Him. He will give you the wisdom, the discernment, the discretion, the strength, the strategy, and the grace to be what you should be in what would be normally stress-filled situations. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things pass away, all things are become new." And I believe so often we just put that to our salvation experience, but it should be something that is renewed every day. We should never stay the same. We should be constantly looking for new lessons, things the Lord wants to teach us, new understanding, new revelation, new perspectives, because this is an ongoing journey from glory to glory. God never meant us to be stagnant, to stay the same. So how can we begin to live a life where that we are not overwhelmed with the stresses that come to us? Well, God has an answer. And even though the word stress is not mentioned in the Bible, there is a wonderful epistle. It's the epistle of James. And he gives us some very practical, sound advice on how to live a life in Christ in a troubled world. It's a very helpful, powerful tool to know how we should live our lives. He deals with the major causes and the cures of stress. So think about this. If we really have the Lord, why should we be stressed? Well, the fact is we do. There are specific reasons. When I started this message, I said I was going to get into detail in greater depth about why we are troubled. Jesus came, beloved, to heal your troubled mind. We all, when we're troubled, when there's stress on us, we're not functioning, even personally. Everything is affected, our mental state, our emotional state, our physical health. And God wants us to be delivered. And so we will be looking, if you will, at an overview of some of the things that bring stress into our Christian experience. And there's 8 arenas, if you will, or perspectives I'd like us to focus on. And the first one is our attitude toward trials. That's a source of stress in itself. Stress, according to James, can be a source of joy. Let me read what it says in James, the first chapter, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Remember, Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, be therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Well, that's one of the ways we are going to come or work toward perfection, is if we can count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. And I know just hearing that scripture, I can hear deep sighs and even a few groans out there. But we have to understand the purpose of trials. And here is the reason, and this should be our attitude toward trials, that we have to have that spiritual perspective and understanding, no matter what it is, no matter how horrific, no matter how horrible or desperate the situation might be, that God does not allow anything to come to us that it has not passed through his love and through his faithfulness and through his dealings in our lives, what he is desiring to bring forth. And so as difficult as the trial might be or the testing, God has a purpose in it. And what we are exhorted to have patience, so that patience will have a perfect work in us. In order to be patient, what? We have to trust the Lord, right? And if we will do that, we will be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so this requires faith. This requires trust in God. But we are to count stress as a source of joy. This very scripture, these 2-3 verses, deals with the very purpose of our trials. The first secret of stress management, if you will, requires a new perspective and a different way of thinking. Because when we hear that, our natural response is, that's the last thing I want to do is count it joy. Because our normal response is to retreat, to complain, to get anxious, to get fearful. And it's not at all what James is saying. But with the Lord's help, we're going to be able to come to that place of patient endurance until God undertakes, and he will. The Greek word for count comes from the verb meaning to consider or to think. The implication of these words is that we are challenged by James in his epistle to think through our trials, to deliberate and understand our stresses until we can perceive them as a source of deeper joy, knowing that God is in control. He doesn't let anything happen to you that has not gone through His divine barrier, if you will, of love. And why does He allow sometimes bad things to happen? Well, because sometimes we have maybe been insensitive. The Lord has been dealing with us, and we've hardened our neck and stiffened our neck and hardened our heart, if you will. Look at Paul. What did the Holy Spirit say to Paul? He said it's hard for when he was on the road to Damascus, knocked off his horse with a blinding light. He said, "Saul, Saul, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." God obviously had been dealing with him, but he refused it. He wouldn't open his heart to it. And he just went on because he was stubborn and self-willed. Well, we're all that way to a greater or lesser degree. And so each battle that you face, beloved, can give you new strength for the ones to come. And where do we get this joy? Beloved, it's the result of grace. Listen to this. The words joy and grace come from the same root in the Greek language. Joy and grace. So the stresses in life, beloved, are the negatives that can release the positives. They can be either an occasion of deeper trust with the release of fresh grace or the source of frustration. When we surrender our stresses to Christ, He uses them for our growth and His glory. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown by again, and we're going to continue on as long as the Lord leads so that we can look at the various areas the enemy would come against us, and we would, in the natural, tend to get stressed, but God has a spiritual key, spiritual victory for you. Believe in it. And if you need help, there's any specific area that you're struggling with, please feel free to write. You may email or you can send a letter, and the announcer will give that contact information. Should you email and you would like a personal ministry response, then I invite you to include your mailing address. But I will always confirm and pray for whatever needs you share. Know that I love you, beloved, and I praise God for you. I thank God for the faithful UCM partners who've stood so faithfully with this ministry. If it wasn't for the faithfulness of the Lord and the faithfulness of God's people, we could not continue on this station. But God is faithful, and I just praise Him for everything that is done, it's for the glory of Jesus. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.